Hello agents, and welcome to episode number 29 of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about the 90 game Ingress, where we cover news, updates, rumours, and anything to do with this nice game where you make triangles and fields over your opponents. In this week's episode, we'll be going over the midway score for the Buried Memories Global Op. I'll update on how my score is, and also cover the Chicago play box. A bit of kudos to the Ingress team on fixing a few things, and the free daily items that we now seem to be getting in the Ingress store. So that being said, I'm going to move on first of all and talk about the global op, how I'm doing, and the midway score that we've got for all the factions as well. As I hope anyone listening to this will now know, the Buried Memories Global Lincoln Field Op has been going on for a little while now. It's due to conclude on the 6th of May 2024. On the 24th of April, Niantic shared a score update for the Buried Memories Global Lincoln Field Op. At that time, we're about halfway through and the Resistance are in the lead. They have the score at 102.4 to the Resistance and Enlightened at 97.6. It has been extended a little bit to end at 6 p.m. UTC due to some scoring issues at the start of the event. And just to remind you, can earn the base medal, which is 1,000 points in the Buried Memories Global Op, or you can try to push for the advanced medal, which is 10,000 points in the Buried Memories Global Op, and will be worth more of a multiplier or score towards your team. So if you know people that are on pretty close to that and they can push a little bit to get the advanced badge, which is a nice looking silver one, then they can do that and help out their faction. For myself, I've currently got the basic bronze badge. I'm on 1441 points, so I'm not doing too badly for me, because I don't generally play with other agents just due to the area that I'm in. But I did also to share as an update that I got my Platinum Liberator badge whilst going out and getting that, which was for capturing 15,000 portals. I'm now 15,086. And then shortly after that, I also got the Platinum Builder badge, which is for deploying Resonators at 100,000. I'm now on 100,531. So it was nice to get those three badges in pretty quick succession on there. I thought my Link badge would be the next one to come up, but I think it's still pretty close on getting the Link badge and the Field badge next levels, so it was nice to have those three badges all pretty much in the same evening, about 5 minutes apart from each other when I was going out, blowing stuff up, capturing new stuff. So that's how I'm doing at the Buried Memories Global Op. If you'd like to share how you're doing, you can leave voice messages, I can always play those, quite happy to do that. And then I'm going to move on now and just talk about the Shard Skirmish, because that's currently ongoing as I'm recording. If the results come through, then I will add those in later on. The first Buried Memories Shard Skirmishes are currently going on as I'm recording this podcast. So these are happening in the Asia Pacific region at the locations that were shared previously. And Niantic have shared the hash of the portal immunity time changes. This way you can't flip a portal using an Ada Refractor or Jarvis virus. And I don't understand the hash at the minute, I'm afraid. I need more time to look into it. But once I do, I can provide some more updates on that. I just wanted to mention that the Shard Skirmish events come with their Shard Knight Skirmish Supply Pack in the store. So that's for 11,000 CMU and contains 50 level 8 XMPs, 10 level 8 Resonators, 10 level 7 Resonators, 30 level 6 Resonators, 30 level 5 Resonators, 2 very rare Portal Shields, 2 Ada Refractors, and 2 Jarvis Viruses. It can be brought more than once, so I'm not sure whether it can be brought a certain limited number of times, but in the store they do note it's a Shard Knight Skirmish Supply, so whether that means we get some Shard Knights as well now, or whether someone just forgot to change the name of it, it's not clear, but it is there to purchase if you need a bit of a boost at the event. As they are ongoing at the moment, and if there's any updates on them, I'll share those later on in the podcast. Just as I finished recording those other sections, the Shard Skirmish 01 results have come in, so I'll tell you the overall score and then go through the each city. So the total points were 62.5 to the Enlightened and 56.5 to the Resistance. So the Enlightened won the first Shard Skirmish. I've just run through the details now of the individual cities. So in Wellington, the Enlightened got 9 shards, Resistance got 0. In Gold Coast, the Enlightened got 4 shards, the Resistance got 3. In Hobart, the Enlightened got 9 shards, Resistance got 2. In Newcastle, Enlightened got 4 shards, Resistance got 5. In Akita, it was 7 shards, the Enlightened, 2 to Resistance. In Asahikawa, the Enlightened got 4 shards, Resistance got 6. In Goyang, it was 5 Enlightened shards, 2 Resistance shards. In Matsue, it was 7 Enlightened shards, 6 Resistance shards. Miyazaki, it was 7 Enlightened shards and 4 Resistance shards. And then it's a bit of a trouncing from the Resistance in these two. So in Denpasar, Enlightened got no shards, Resistance got 11. In Georgetown, again, Enlightened got no shards, Resistance got 12 shards. And flipping things a bit, in Ilio City, Enlightened got 11 shards, Resistance got 0. In Kaohsiung, Enlightened got 8 shards, Resistance got 2. In Makassar, it was 10 shards, the Enlightened, 0 to Resistance. In Da Nang, it was only 1 shard to the Enlightened and 8 to the Resistance. In Ho Chi Minh City, it was 8 Enlightened shards and 0 for Resistance. In Phuket, there was a low number of shards, with only 2 being scored by the Enlightened and 0 being scored by the Resistance. In Yogyakarta, it was 2 to the Enlightened and 9 to Resistance. In Bengaluru, it was 11 to Enlightened, 1 to Resistance. In Gal or Gali, it was 17 Enlightened, 2 to Resistance. In Kolkata, 3 to Enlightened, 5 to Resistance. Exactly the same scores in Mumbai as well. In Almaty, it was 2 to the Enlightened, 8 to Resistance. In Mali, it was 1 to Enlightened, 8 to Resistance. And then the last one, the Resistance finished strong with in Tashkent, 0 to the Enlightened and 12 to Resistance. The total points there again being 56.5 to the Resistance, but the Enlightened winning that with 62.5 for their score. Staying on Buried Memories, we got the play box for Naha, which is on the 18th of May, highlighted on the Ingress map. It's got all its ornaments on now. And then the following week after that, it's the Chicago Buried Memories Anomaly, and it has now been highlighted on the map on the 20th of April. So if you go on the Intel map, you'll be able to see the ornamented portals showing in the play box, the area that you'll be playing in, capturing portals in if you are attending in Chicago. As I said, it's rare that they're on different weeks, but there was the other event happening in Chicago and the points of contact asked for it to be moved. So 25th for Chicago, 18th for Naha, both in May, because obviously we're on the end of April. So they're not going to be in April, but just wanted to share that, and I'll share a link up to the Intel map so you can see those details. And then I'm going to move on now and talk about some nice updates the Ingress team have done. Before I get into these issues that I raised and the Ingress team have now fixed, I just wanted to mention that I did raise these via the bug reporting section in the app, so someone is reading them and acting on them pretty swiftly where it's easy to fix. So if you do have any issues, I'd encourage you to raise them via the bug report system in the Ingress app. One of the issues I had that I mentioned in the last podcast was that the forum link now goes to the Connect with Ingress page, which had a very outdated link for Niantic Social, which is now called Niantic Campfire, mentioning Harry Potter Wizards Unite, things like that. It's now been updated, so the link goes to the Niantic Campfire page and explains what it is. So you can actually see the details on there about Niantic Campfire. I still feel it would be better having a direct link to the Ingress official group so that people could chat there, but I don't know how much Niantic actually monitors that group and whether they want people using it extensively or just solely. It's better than it was, so kudos to the Ingress team for that. The other item that I mentioned in my bug report was about the social media pages not being very up to date. So the Ingress Twitter page, for example, had the old logo, had the discovery anomaly, which is from quite a while ago, as their banner. They've now updated that to have the nice gold logo that we've got for Buried Memories, and they've also updated their banner to have the Buried Memories banner. So that has been updated. I'm still waiting for them to update their Facebook page, which references Chapter 7 Didact, which is long, long time ago now in terms of Ingress, and that does need updating, whether they've not got the details to do that yet, or they want a high quality banner for putting up on the Facebook page. I don't know, but someone has listened to at least some feedback, so that's been nice. And then I'm going to move on now and talk about the free stuff we're getting. On the 23rd of April, the Ingress team put up a tweet about something that many agents already noticed. So they mentioned that we're experimenting with free item packs in the store. Grab yours now and let us know what you think. Core agents get your free rare kinetic capsule. Recurse and regular agents, there are packs waiting for you too. So they show an image of two level 4 power cubes, which for free costs 0 CMU, one level 8 power cube, which again free costs 0 CMU, and a rare kinetic capsule costing 0 CMU. The rare kinetic capsule was only available to core agents. The level 8 power cube was just to recurse agents by the look of it, and the level 4 power cubes were to any agent, so you may have up to 3 items to claim or just the 2 free power cubes. The power cubes have refreshed in the store every 24 hours from when they've been claimed. So if I claim one now at 6:34 p.m., it'll be available to claim again tomorrow at 6:34 p.m. You can't claim another rare kinetic capsule. That might just be a once a month kind of deal, or maybe some experiments that they're doing. I'm not overly surprised to see this in Ingress. When we had the forums up, I did put up a topic about daily packs in the store because the other Niantic games do this as well. So in Pikmin Bloom, I can claim a free daily pack that has petals and things in, or nectar. Similarly, in Pokemon Go, there's a daily free box that costs 0 coins. The intent of all of these is, of course, to make you visit the store and possibly buy some other items for actual money. However, I will say that with Ingress, it's got a bit of a difference with Pikmin Bloom and Pokemon Go in this regard. As in Pikmin Bloom and Pokemon Go, you can earn the premium currency either by walking and planting flowers in Pikmin or by purchasing it, obviously. In Pokemon Go, it comes from doing gyms and getting the details of the coins you get from there and then spending those in the store. In Ingress, there's currently no way to earn CMU for free. You have to purchase it. Whether that's something that will be coming down the line so that agents are more enticed to visit the store when they've got CMU burning a hole in their pockets, it's something that could happen, but so far all the feedback seems pretty good to getting these free items. I don't know why you'd complain about getting free stuff in a game that is free as well to play, and core agents are getting a nice little bonus there, getting the rare kinetic capsule. I've probably got about 40 rare kinetic capsules left, so any more is always nice for me. Let me know what you think about getting the free items, whether you claim them daily or whether you forget. I honestly do sometimes forget in the other games, but I'm not going to say no to some free power cubes every day from the Ingress team. Last week, I shared that agents had seen various scanned portals move from fair localizability to good localizability in the Wayfarer app. If portals do reach the VPS activation of being good, that means that they're active for overclock. They're not used by other Niantic titles as yet, but they're probably coming at some point. But agents had reported those moving, and then on the Lightship Dev community forums, one of the Lightship team, Stacey Clifton, clarified, "Hello everyone, and thank you all for your patience. We've resolved an issue on our end that should fix the localizability score issues. You should see the scores updated properly very soon." So it seems it was an issue on the Lightship side that was causing the portals, even though they had a lot of decent scans, to be rated as fair incorrectly when they should have been rated as good. So if you have scanned any portals as part of doing your scout controller tasks, or just get them VPS activated because you want more overclock portals near you, just double check on them. They may have been activated and now move to good. And then I'm just going to move on now and cover a bit about Wayfarer app nominations. And I mentioned the app on here as well. If you can cast your mind back to May 2022, you may remember that there was a Wayfarer app released on iOS, which could be accessed via test flight. Test flight on iOS is intended for beta testing apps that aren't ready for public release yet. And in the Wayfarer app, people noticed you could do scans, and also noticed in a later update that you could submit nominations. A lot of agents and Pokemon Go trainers alike submitted nominations for way spots, which quickly got resolved. However, it was a bit of a roll of the dice as to whether they went on the map or not in the games, as it was intended as a beta thing and mainly for people developing apps on 8th Wall or Lightship to test things like VPS, occlusion, various things like that, rather than actually submitting reviewing apps. It was mentioned that that was intended to be its eventual purpose, but that's changed and it's now going to be depreciated. And agents were asked in November 2022 not to submit any nominations via the Wayfarer app, even though it was still possible. On the Wayfarer forums, there's now a post from the user 26Doctor, where they've noted that their Wayfarer app nominations are now being resolved, either accepted or rejected. And I've seen that in a few other Niantic spaces as well. It may be that the team are trying to clear out these existing nominations before they close the app down. As I said, it's due to be depreciated at some point soon, but they've not announced when. It's still available on test flight on iOS and available in the Play Store Android. But again, the Niantic team have suggested not to use it for nominations. I don't see much harm in using it just to view all the way slots on the map, because that's not something you can currently do in Ingress, but hopefully we do get that soon. It's something I'd like to see, to see all the way slots on the map. And with the Wayfarer app going away at some point soon, it'd be useful to have it natively on the scanner. And move on now to our probably final section. The last bit of news is just a reminder about the Android integrity. So because it's now the 27th of April, I want to give a 30 days notice that starting 27th of May 2024, the Ingress team said that phones will be required to pass Google Play Integrity's strong integrity checks to still access the scanner, and there will be a warning pop-up starting 2.140 of the Ingress app. So just a reminder, make sure your phone can run the strong integrity. There are checks to do. If you're on iOS, no worries, it's just an Android thing to make sure you're running an up-to-date device, it's not rooted, cheated, anything like that. But just a reminder before we move into the feature section. This week's feature thing isn't massively a feature, it's just something I wanted to cover because I mentioned it in the earlier parts of the episode. And it's how to file a bug report. So now you can't file bug reports on the Ingress community forums. What you can do is put those through the app. So they say to open your scanner, click the main menu, go on to settings, scroll down to the help center and click go. In the top right corner of Niantic support, click the chat bubble to start a new conversation with the support bot, and then go on to gameplay help and report a bug. You have to make sure you do it this way if you are reporting a bug, otherwise it will just go through to a normal conversation with a human at some point. Obviously, with any chat service, there's a bot first of all. Once you've done that, you'll get a response with a ticket. You won't get any updates on whether the bug's been addressed or updated on there. If it's still occurring after, say, 2 or 3 weeks, I would raise it again. As I mentioned, I raised a few things about the help pages and the social media pages that were pretty swiftly dealt with. I might even try and raise one about fit rep rewards that have been mentioned. What I would encourage you to do as well, if you do report a bug, is put it on the ingress.plus bug tracker website, just so the community can see it there and know whether it's been reported, and then can add any further details such as, oh, it works fine on iOS 17 or it doesn't work on this version of Android. just so the Ingress team can get more detailed reports, and you can add to your bug report ticket, or someone can raise a new bug report ticket, and these issues can be dealt with. But that's how you raise a bug report. I'll link to that help article that has a few more details on it, and you can get updates from there. Thank you, agents, for listening to episode 29 of the Ingress Insights podcast. By the time of next recording, we should have details for the Europe, Middle East and Africa Shard Skirmish locations, because that's happening on the 11th of May. So those should be announced on the 1st of May or thereabouts. I just want to mention that May is my birthday month, so at some point during May, there'll be a special episode that goes up. So if any news comes in that's not covered in that episode, that will be why, but it'll be marked as a bonus episode in the Spotify listings, things like that. I do have a few that I've got kind of half planned or half done. What I'll do is put up a poll on Spotify for what people want to see, and then if you want to ask more questions about that, you can do that on the social media pages under the name ingress.insights on Instagram and Threads. And again, it always helps if you rate the show, let me know how you feel I'm doing on it. If there's anything else that needs to change on there, I'm happy to adjust, see what people want. Another minor podcast technical thing is that Spotify is changing its podcast recording services in June, so there may be changes to the jingles and things from June. It depends whether I can pull them from Spotify to use them and keep doing them on there, or I may look on some freelance contractor websites and get them to make me a tune. That would probably be the best thing. But that's all from me for this week. I will catch up with you all next week and share details on what's happening on Ingress during that time. So happy hacking, agents, have a great weekend.